don't think we have to consider this, you know, an entire wash, but, you know, obviously if you have this much stripe at quarterback, it usually doesn't bode well for you. So I think that's, yeah, when we look back on this season, I do think we'll probably look at the struggles at quarterback as the reason why this team wasn't able to take it to another level.
And because that's what you need nowadays as a quarterback to win you a Super Bowl. A team needs a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, to do something. I mean, you said they have talent on the team. You know, you got DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Alfred Morris, for example. All that's left is that piece, is that quarterback. They drafted an offensive lineman first round this year, which I thought that was great. But it's up to the quarterback, I think. Speaking of weapons, that, you know, how about Julius Thomas from the Jacksonville Jaguars? He's going to be missing like a month, I think I read, for surgery. Do you think that's a fair timeline?
Yeah, I think that the Jaguars are hopeful that he'll be back by week four. That's goal date. It might be week three. It might be a little bit longer than that.
Okay.
So yeah, about a month. It sounds about right.
Yeah, he was a big off-season acquisition, so they'd like to see their star tight end come in as soon as possible, because the Jaguars have been at the bottom of the league for so long. They'd like to, the Jaguar fans want to see a winning team, you know, and I think when Julius Thomas signed, that, you know, that was a first step to winning team. And I think Blake Bortles is a good quarterback. I think he's got a good future there, and, you know, it only helps him if Julius Thomas is healthy.
Absolutely, and that's exactly why they brought him in. You get a young quarterback, a big receiving threat like Julius Thomas. That's a safety valve right in the middle of the field. And so, yeah, obviously it's a big loss. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, the biggest difference between, you know, being a contender and being a bad team is quarterback. And last year, really, Blake Bortles wasn't good. So if Blake Bortles can really take that step to the next level, Julius Thomas is only going to miss a month. It's bad that he's missing any time, but when you really look at an NFL season as a whole, how many starters do you actually get 16 games out of?
Mm-hmm,
if the Jaguars can get 12 to 13, I think that they'd be probably, they'd consider that a pretty healthy season, really.
Hey, Adam. Adam Stites here from SB Nation. Just wanted to ask you, how upset are Jaguars fans that it looks now that Tom Brady will be playing in Week 3 and Julius Thomas will not? How upset are the Jags fans about that?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, just because, you know, it's nice to get the season off to a good start. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't think there's delusions of grandeur. I don't think the Jaguars fans think this is going to be, you know, the miracle Super Bowl run. It's the NFL. You know, I wouldn't ever rule anything out. There's always Cinderella's, but I don't think anybody's going into this expecting a Lombardi trophy. So, Tom Brady or not, Patriots are going to be tough to beat. Julius Thomas or not, Jaguars offense has a lot of growing to do. So I think, you know, after a team is that bad for that long, Jaguars fans kind of are good at this point at keeping the bar low.
Contention is key. So got one more question for you here, Adam. It's
Yeah, I was reading up. You had an article not too long ago, August 11th, about Peyton Manning and how you think he will, you know, have, you know, because people are calling that maybe, you know, he's slowing down, but you say that he will have a good season this year. But my question is, how much longer do you give Peyton Manning playing at this level?
This is definitely the close to the end. I mean, we get probably 1, maybe 2 years, I think, out of Peyton Manning. If I were betting right now, I would say that this is the last ride for him. And especially, it's going to depend a lot on the way the season finishes. If they go out with a Super Bowl ring, I can't imagine he wants to come back. If they get really close, they get to the AFC Championship, they prove that they can be right there on the doorstep, I think that might be enough to woo him back for one more.
Yeah, but for him, it's like, you know, we all know he plays in the regular season. He's extraordinary in the regular season. But as the season progresses, I think age is, you know, playing its toll on him, because, you know, and even the weather, you know, people have been saying that, you know, even in cold weather, he can't really throw very well. But I think that has to do with his age. I mean, he's 39 now. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can't underestimate how much of a toll that takes an entire NFL season. He's been an Ironman, but, you know, that really does grind on him. And one thing is that, it's easy to forget that he did have a partially torn quad last year, too, that he was playing with towards the end of the year. So that probably contributed to the grind a little bit as well.
That does come into play, though, with age, though. You know, just recovering from those injuries as well, because, you know, when you're younger, you're able to heal a little bit quicker. And you know, in the postseason, no one's really healthy. Everyone's got a little, you know, bangs or someone's hurting. Everyone's hurting in the postseason.
Yeah, you don't quite put the pants on the same way when you're 40, when you did when you were 25. So
very true.
Kind of switches up. Hey, Adam, seriously, thanks a lot very much. It was a real pleasure having you on the show today. First guest, you were a fantastic talk. We really appreciate the insight. We'll hope to do this again sometime soon, man. Take care.
Thank you, Adam.
Anytime.
Thanks.